to everything.
Well, Mike's got the music going on this morning.
As we travel south on I-10, heading to Tim's house at Tucson. Before we get there, let's talk about water for a minute. You were mentioning during the break that a gentleman came in and said, "Man, my water bill's just killing me." I said, "Well, how much is it?" And he said, $50.
Yeah. I guess everybody's got a different perspective of what it costs. You know, Rosie and I, you know, getting back to last hour and the water harvesting people and our commitment, and Rosie and I have a little deal going on now where we're going to compare water bills every month because we have about the same usage in gallons, or at least we did in July.
Yep, very close.
So very close. So I've done
very
a little tweaking. So I've done a little tweaking. It'll be interesting to see what my next one is. So when I have that, we'll report, and it'll be interesting over a course of maybe a year.
Yeah, because I remember we had nearly identical consumption, but your bill was about $90 higher than mine.
Yeah, City of Phoenix. I'm in City of Phoenix water. And in all fairness, I didn't break out, but I think you didn't either.
No, I didn't either.
Garbage and sewer and everything else. Yeah. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do. And I know Phoenix changes rates in the summer and winter, you know, how they charge for water, depending on the time of year. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
They make those bills, utility bills, just confusing enough. Yeah. You generally scan to the bottom and you write the check.
Yeah, there's a purpose.
Well, I'm learning.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Tim, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Good morning. I've got a question regarding a small Palo Brea tree. I put it in. It was in a 15-gallon. It's been in about 2.5 years. It's in full sun exposure in a yard that's covered with some decomposed granite. And noticed in the last couple months a condition developing where on the bottom of the tree, the trunk has gotten pretty large now. The trunk's probably, 2.5 inches across anyway, thick right now. The outer skin is starting to peel off. It's got a yellowy look to it, almost like it's got some kind of a rot. And I've also noticed in that area, this is about the first foot and a half or so above ground, also noticed on the sunny side, got some what looked like maybe exit holes from some borers. But it's hard for me to relate the two things together. I know neither the borers or this tree, the skin flaking are good. It's resulting in the top having kind of a half and half look. Again, I pruned the thing where it's got about a foot and a half, 2 feet before the first main branch comes out. The leaves on the main branch look real green and, it's thickly leafed out. Looks pretty normal. The other half, which is coming from the crown that's off the straight leader coming up, the leaves are much smaller, much more thinly leafed and kind of starting to yellow a little bit. I just haven't seen this condition on the bottom of a tree before.
Okay. Well, so there's one main trunk, though, up for a foot or foot and a half or 2 feet.
Exactly.
And then it
turns into kind of a wishbone.
Gotcha.
It's really more of like a standard with one main branch coming off, so sort of a straight leader and then with a branch coming up the side.
Okay. So this damage is in that first foot or foot and a half in the main trunk?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds to me like, however it happened, you got some sunburn, which is that yellowy look to the trunk, and now it's peeled off. And more than likely, opportunistically, some borers have gotten in there. If you've got what looks like holes or tunnels going into the trunk from there, and my guess would be they've probably traveled up or down that particular stem, branch, whatever you want to call it, that seems to be more affected. They're damaging that and causing that to not be able to take up enough nutrients, water, etc. unfortunately, if you have borers and they're in the main trunk of the tree, there's really not much you can do. I mean, you could prune out that other whole limb, but they're still in the main trunk. They'll probably get up into the to the other side of the tree. You know, you might want to have somebody come take a look and verify that, or take some pictures and take it in. You're in Tucson to either Mesquite Valley or Harlow's or Rito or Sheldon's. Maybe
the
I'm
Magic
missing
Garden
somebody. The Magic
Tony
Garden.
Sarah.
Any of those good independently owned nurseries in Tucson, and let them take a look at it and you know, verify that. But even if there are things that can control and eliminate borers, once they're in the main trunk of the tree like that, they've probably done enough damage that it's not worth trying to pursue, since the tree is not that old and you'd be better off probably with a new tree.
And I was trying to look the name up because Sheldon's has actually changed. It's a new location, new name.
Gotcha.
The Magic Garden, I know, is 22nd and Pantano. Good luck with that. And for the borers, it's just water, water, water. Make sure the tree's healthy enough to produce a...
nutrients, fertilizer, water, because it's being hampered by the amount that it can actually take up or move through the amount of the tree, because the tissue is being eaten away inside the tree.
And in those cases, the best thing is
fatal. It's really, once you have it and you have it in the main trunk, there's really not much you can do.
A healthy tree is the best prevention. Yeah. And then if they get it, you're kind of just, firewood now.
Right, pretty much.
Martin and Chandler with a Chinese elm. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have a Chinese elm, and the leaves are still green on it, but the tree hasn't fully blossomed. The leaves are smaller. They are not as large. It just hasn't fully blossomed. It's kind of thin, but the leaves are green on it.
Well, when was the last time you fertilized it?
A few months ago, probably.
Okay. How old is the tree?
Probably about 10 years old.
Okay. I would suggest probably another fertilization. We talked earlier in the show that we're coming up on Labor Day, which is a great time to fertilize just about any of our landscape trees and shrubs and citrus. Elms are very, very heat tolerant, but they do need good, deep irrigation on a regular basis. You might want to kind of monitor how much you're watering it. How wide is the spread from tip to tip on the elm?
Probably about 12, 15 feet.
Okay, so it needs, you know, like 150 gallons of water per watering. You think you're coming close to that?
Probably not.
Okay. That'd be my guess as well. So maybe kind of monitor your drip system or measure somehow your output and try and water it longer and deeper and slower. Get up close to that. If you get the landscape watering by the numbers book, there's a page in there that'll tell you, based on the canopy or the spread of a tree or shrub or bush, how many gallons of water it needs per watering. And then there's also a chart in there that will tell you how often you need to water it based on the time of the year. Most people way underwater for duration in gallons, and they way over frequent water. And most people underwater in the summer and way over water in the winter. So,
and you can download that as a PDF
absolutely.
Off of wateruseitwisely.com, or you can get a hard cover pamphlet at most independent nurseries, including Harper's Nursery.
Correct.
A lot of great resources there at that website as well, not only for landscape water conservation, but also indoor water use. That's Water Use It Wisely. Kind of a real theme going on here. It's been a long, hot summer.
Yeah.
Things are stressed, and it's just going to take a couple months for a lot of especially the evergreens to really look like they, like you, like
the longer,
you picture
cooler
they
nights
in your mind.
Will make a big difference. I noticed even my citrus trees are starting to push a little bit of new growth now. So help them out by fertilizing them and make sure you're watering correctly. That's right.
Let's bring Calvin into the conversation on an ash tree again, not doing well.
That's no
yeah.
surprise.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
We have a Texas fan ash, and there's about 3 branches that have recently seemed to have died. And what I mean by that is all the leaves on those 2 or 3 branches are just all dried up. The rest of the tree looks fine, as far as I can tell. It's been in the ground for maybe 5 years. We water it about once a week. We got a big berm and just fill up that berm. The only other thing I can tell you is that we see ants running up and down the tree.
Okay. So the tree is surrounded by gravel, lawn, what's...
Dirt.
Just dirt. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And this berm, how wide out, how far out away from the trunk does it go?
It definitely gets beyond the canopy line or whatever you call it. It's probably 5 foot around.
So the tree, when you're watering it, is getting wet pretty much from canopy. If there was a mirror image to the ground, the entire area of the canopy is getting wet?
Yes, it would be, okay. Yes.
How deep is this berm?
That's probably about 5 inches.
5 inches of water once a week?
Yep.
Okay. You know, without seeing the tree, you know, ash trees need a tremendous amount of water. There's two things I would do. Number one, I would put some organic compost, mulch, pine needles, straw, bark, something in that basin, a couple inches thick. I would make sure the basin is as wide as the canopy of the tree. And I would, how long would you say it takes you to fill that when you run? I'm sorry?
What was the question?
When you fill this basin up, how long does the water run to fill it up?
We usually maybe run it for 90 minutes or so.
Okay. I would like you to run it and slow the water down and make it take 3 or 4 or 5 hours before it's full, if it ever fills. So slow the water down so it slows and goes deeper. Put compost or mulch in there. And then maybe give the tree a little bit of fertilizer here in the next couple of weeks and see what happens.
We appreciate the call. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.